Olympic Games are truly fantastic, and Sydney has turned on a great show, I think, for the world. And we've had people who are working with the Gay Games volunteering their services and gaining the big event experience from the Olympics.
He just had this capacity to sort of find himself in important places with important people. Sort of a Forrest Gump quality, if you will. He didn't talk about being gay, but he didn't hide it either.
Welcome to This Way Out, the international lesbian and gay radio magazine. I'm Greg Gordon. Homophobic rants disrupt a parliamentary human rights debate in Namibia, Sydney's Olympic success sparks planning for Gay Games 2002, and In the Arms of Africa uncovers the truly queer life of anthropologist Colin Turnbull. All that and more this week, now that you've discovered This Way Out.
I'm Cindy Friedman.
And I'm Chase Schulte.
With News Wrap, a summary of some of the news in or affecting the lesbian and gay community for the week ending November 4th, 2000. Namibia's Home Secretary Jerry Okonjo led a shameful homophobic outburst on the floor of the parliament during discussion of a human rights bill this week. Member of Parliament Rosa Namasis of the Congress of Democrats Party was urging the National Assembly to enact the ratification of the Protocol to the African Charter on Establishment of African Court of Human Rights and People's Rights. She criticized the SWAPO government's human rights record and warned that the rights of minorities, including gays and lesbians, faced extinction in Namibia. The reference to gays and lesbians was enough to set off Okonjo and his allies in the ruling SWAPO party. They repeatedly disrupted the debate with shouted insults, despite repeated warnings from Assembly Speaker Mose Chitendero.